It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. Having made so many necessary adjustments during the past few weeks, I've been looking back over my life and remembering just where and how I learned to adapt when things are changing. Stay with me this week as we consider how to navigate through our lives the way we would navigate a moving river. As you already know, the secret will be to work with it and not fight the current and not fight the conditions. Some of the best and happiest moments in my early life were spent canoeing on America's rivers. Here's a poetic line I wrote about one of those moments that still lingers in my imagination, for reasons that will soon be obvious. I call the poem Ripple. Though I watched it more than half a century ago, that ripple still glides behind my canoe, a lazy S swirling at the tip of the paddle's blade, curling, then disappearing into itself, a liquid snake surrendering beneath the surface, reappearing and surrendering again in endless cycle. It was here in Texas, on the Brazos River, that I spent most of my time in the outdoors. On the day I wrote about in the poem, I can't tell you how many times I looked back in fascination as I watched the ripple moving through the water behind me. It seemed like a living thing. I also think about what it was like to occasionally stop paddling and allow the river to carry me along with it. Using the paddle as a rudder, my only task was to gently guide the canoe away from the banks and the sandbars. More often than not, if the water was moving, the river did all the work, and I was free to sit back and drink in the scenery. It was spellbinding to let go and allow the river to quietly carry me, and to feel myself surrounded by the art and music and poetry of nature. Being there with no pressure at all was pure enchantment. There were passages, however, when the water was much too shallow for the canoe to move through it, and there were times when it was moving so swiftly through rapids or over large rocks that there was no way to safely negotiate. In cases like that, I had to quickly adapt to the conditions, which often meant stopping and pulling onto the bank to make adjustments before I could be on my way again. Some of those adjustments included carrying my gear and my canoe through the shallows or around the rapids. The work was hard, but it was only by going through that effort that I could get back on the water again. Somewhere along the way, it became abundantly clear that negotiating my way through life is a lot like being on the river. Most of the time, the waters are peaceful and easy to navigate. The journey is smooth and the scenery is beautiful, and I can stay relaxed as I get from one place or one moment to the next. There are also times when the conditions are much more dangerous or dramatic. Just like a river, life presents twists and bends and surprises. And if I'm to do well when they occur, I have to adapt and I have to adjust. The same way I had to adjust to the changing conditions on the river, I have to adjust to the sometimes rapid or unforeseen changes in my life. And yet, isn't it remarkable how we're able to adapt and survive, even when things seem threatening? To illustrate what I mean, here's another poem from my book In Brazos River Country. Named for the bird in the poem, a bird closely related to the whippoorwill, the piece is called Chuck Will's Widow. Just before sunset, from somewhere across the river, you cried over and over the call that speaks your name, Chuck Will's Widow. Chuck Will's Widow. You knew what we did not. A sky-blackening storm was boiling up over the land behind us, and still you called Chuck Will's Widow. First came the sky's pale green, then, with a vengeance, thrashing fists of hail. I dived beneath my upturned canoe, and for who can say how long, clutched it tight and hoped that it and I would not be blown away. Then, all at once, silence. I crawled back out to find my things wet and battered, my canoe hammered and pockmarked, my tent in shreds. I listened for you, wondering if you had survived nature's shotgun blast. And sure enough, you were still there, calling again, celebrating your life. Chuck Wills' widow. Chuck Wills' widow. When life challenges us, we can push back, or we can find ways of working with what's happening, allowing ourselves to move with life and not against it. The more flexible we become, the more naturally and effortlessly things unfold in us and around us, much like rivers flow and find their own way. In this time of pandemic, there have been so many changes in the flow of what we perceive to be our normal everyday lives. Some of the changes have slowly evolved, and some of them have been quite abrupt, requiring us to become more flexible and adaptable than ever. That being the case, here are this week's two beautiful questions. Question 1. What changes or adjustments do you need to put into place right now to help you better negotiate what's happening in your life? Asking that another way, what necessary changes or adjustments will help you get from where you are to where you want to go? And question 2. What will happen inside you as you put those changes into place? What will naturally shift as you create the healthy changes you know are best for you right now? As always, I'm eager to hear your responses. After all, we're in this together, and I'm open to learning from you and from your experiences. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you once again for listening. My goal is for each of us to live better lives and create better possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. I always look forward to your comments and to your feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my good friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And you can now find my free podcasts and guided relaxation audios on the new Beautiful Question website at thebeautifulquestion.com. That's all one word. Soon you'll find the transcripts of these podcasts and links to a number of other offerings to challenge and inspire you. There'll also be a library in which you can quickly find podcasts arranged by topics. You're going to like how easy the site will be to navigate. As always, if you find these podcasts useful or encouraging, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.